Turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 24.
请大家把圣经翻开路加福音第二十四章。
And this evening I want to talk about the subject, two keys.
今天晚上我要讲一个题目，两个关键。
Two keys to understand the scriptures.
理解明白圣经的两个关键。
And I hope that when we finish tonight,
我希望我们今天讲完的时候，
you not only have the keys, but you will also be able to use those keys.
你不光有这两把钥匙，而且你要会去用它们。
Now this chapter deals with something that happened right after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
那么这段经文是讲到这个耶稣主耶稣复活之后发生的事情。
I'm going to read that passage first, and then I will speak about it, beginning with verse 13.
那我们就先读从第十三节开始。正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫伊马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有25里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。二人中有一个名叫格留巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？耶稣说，什么事呢？他们说，就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，钉在十字架上。但我们素来所盼望的，要赎以色列民的，就是他。不但如此，而且这事成就现在已经3天了。再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，她们清早到了坟墓那里，不见她的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说她活了。又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见她。耶稣对他们说，无知的人呐，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。耶稣啊，基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他说，时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去要同他们住下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，拨开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见11个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，说主果然复活，已经献给西门看了。两个人就把路上所遇见和拨饼的时候怎么被他们认出来的都述说了一遍。 Shall we continue? OK. 正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中说，愿你们平安。他们却惊慌害怕，以为所看见的是魂。耶稣说，你们为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念呢？你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。摸我看看，魂无骨无肉，你们看我是有的。说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。他们正喜得不敢信，并且稀奇。耶稣就说，你们这里有什么吃的没有？他们便给他一片烧鱼，他接过来在他们面前吃了。耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时告诉你们的话，说 摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名悔改，赦罪的道从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我的父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word tonight.
主，我们感谢你今晚的话语。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is the author of your book.
我们感谢你的圣灵，是这本圣经的作者。
And we are praying that the Holy Spirit will open the scriptures to us.
我们也祷告圣灵要打开这本经文。
Enable us to understand what you want to tell us and teach us tonight.
帮助我们来认识你要告诉我们的、教导我们的。
And then help us, Lord, to apply the truth.
而且帮助我们来应用这真理。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. This is probably one of the most fundamental passages in the scriptures that talk about missions.
这也许是整部圣经里面一个非常基本的、非常关键的讲有关宣教的一段经文。
And as we begin this weekend of emphasis on missions, I've chosen this text because it so very clearly defines this.
那在我们今天在我们这个周末开始来讲宣教的时候，我特别选了这段经文，因为它非常清晰地讲解我们要讲的话题。
I'm sure many of us have read that story many times.
我相信你们当中有些人这段叙事已经读了很多次了。
It's after the resurrection that Jesus walks from Jerusalem to a little town called Emmaus, just 7 miles away.
那就是讲了耶稣复活之后，他从耶路撒冷走向一个小村子，大约七英里远。
He joins two of his disciples.
他和两个他的门徒走到一起。
They do not recognize who he is.
他们没有认出他。
And they have a very emotional conversation with each other.
他们当时彼此间有一个很有情绪的这一段一个对话。
And when Jesus asked them what the matter is,
当耶稣问他们发生了什么事的时候，
they say, where have you been?
他们说你都在哪里啊？
Everybody knows about what happened.
所有人都知道发生了什么。
He says, what happened?
他问发生了什么事呢？
And they tell him about this man who they thought was going to be the Messiah. He has been crucified by the Romans.
他就讲到这样一个人，他们都认为他是弥赛亚，但是他已经被罗马人钉了十字架。
And now they said we are without any hope.
他现在说我们现在就是完全没有盼望了。
And they said, Jesus, didn't you know about this? Hadn't you heard about this before?
他们就对耶稣说，你难道没有听到这一切吗？
Now imagine Jesus had spent 3 years with them.
就想象一下，耶稣其实和他的门徒们已经有三年在一起了。
And again and again and again in the Gospels we read that he told them that one day he would have to go to the cross and die.
其实在圣经里也记载，他一次一次的跟他们讲，有一天他要去十字架，在上被钉死。
But for some reason this had totally escaped their minds.
就是不知道为什么这一些他讲的话，他们根本就没有听进去。
And he says, how foolish are you and so slow to believe?
所以他说你们多么的愚钝，多么的迟钝。
Because what I told you, the prophets in the past have already told you.
因为我告诉你们的是过去的先知都已经讲过的。
And then he began to explain again why these things had to happen.
然后他就开始跟他们解释为什么这一切都必须要发生。
And as they get to the village, it's nighttime.
然后他们来到村子的时候已经是夜晚了。
And because of Jewish hospitality, they say, please spend the night here and have dinner with us.
出于犹太人的好客，他们就说，请和我们一起来过夜，一起来吃晚饭。
So Jesus accepts the invitation.
所以耶稣接受了这个邀请。
And as they sit around the table, he breaks the bread.
当他们一起围着这个桌子的时候，耶稣拨开饼。
And he gives thanks to God.
他感谢神。
And he hands it out to them.
然后把这个饼递给他们。
And all of a sudden, their eyes become opened.
突然之间，他们的眼就开了。
And they recognize this man is Jesus.
他们认出了这个人就是耶稣。
And the minute that happens, he is gone. He's disappeared.
但是他们看认出他的一刹那，他就不见了。
And these two disciples, they immediately run back to Jerusalem.
那这两个门徒就立刻跑回到耶路撒冷。
Now they didn't have their Fitbit with them.
那他们没有这个是个 Fitbit.
But it was another 7 miles going back.
那其实回去又是7个英里。
They got a lot of points that day.
他们那天赚了很多点。
And they tell the other disciples in that room as they are gathered, we have seen Jesus.
那么他就对那聚集在那起的其他门徒说，我们见到耶稣了。
And the other disciples really can't believe it either.
啊，这些门徒呢，其实也当时也是很难相信。
And then all of a sudden, Jesus is back there again with them.
那突然之间，耶稣又回到他们中间。
And as they are so shocked and fearful, he says, "Peace be with you."
当他们惊奇害怕的时候，耶稣说，愿你们平安。
And they're still frightened, and they are so surprised and shocked.
他们当时还是非常的愁烦，非常的惊讶。
And Jesus says, "Why are you like that? Why don't you come and touch me?"
他说，你们怎么这个样子呢？为什么你们不过来摸摸我？
These are my hands and these are my feet.
这是我的手，我的脚。
And then he said, a ghost doesn't have flesh and bones like I have.
然后他说，魂是没有骨和肉的。
And while they still did not believe what he was saying, because now this fear had turned into joy and amazement.
那这个时候呢，他这个当时这个烦愁就转化为喜乐，转化为惊奇。
He says, "Do you have anything to eat?"
然后他就说，你们有没有吃的？
You know, usually when you are going to a place, you don't ask for something to eat, but Jesus did.
Yeah, 通常你去一个地方，你可能不会一下子就问要吃的，但是耶稣是这样子做的。
And so they probably had eaten already, but they had a little bit of fish left over.
啊，他们也许那时候已经吃过晚饭了，但是还有些鱼剩下。
And Jesus took it and ate it.
那耶稣就拿了一片烧鱼吃了。
And they said, "This really is something totally unexpected for us."
那他们就觉得说，这个是对我们来讲完全是出乎意外的。
And then he begins to tell them something that would change all of their lives.
那耶稣接着就跟他们讲了一些话，从此改变了他们的生命。
He says, "Do you remember something I told you before?"
他就说，你们还记得我曾经告诉你们的吗？
I told you before that in order to fulfill the scriptures,
我告诉你们说，为了让经上的话都应验，
something that Moses wrote,and something that the prophets wrote, and something that's in the Psalms.
就是那些摩西的律法，那些先知的书和诗篇上所记的。
That all of these things written down in the scriptures, they must be fulfilled.
那所有这你在圣经里写下的都必须应验。
And now notice the next verse, that's a key verse.
那注意下面一句话，这是很关键的一句经文。
Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
Up to this point, the disciples had never been able to understand what God wanted to communicate to them through his word.
因为直到这个时候，门徒们还是不明白，到底神是想通过圣经跟他们说什么话。
Because Jesus had told them many times before about his suffering.
因为耶稣在此之前跟他们讲过很多次有关他的受难。
But that did not connect with their idea of a Messiah.
但是这个没有和他们脑海中想象的那个弥赛亚连接上。
And they could not understand what the prophets really meant by all of this.
所以他们也无法明白先知们所写的那些话。
But he opened their minds.
但是他开了他们的心窍。
And all of a sudden, now they could understand the scriptures.
那么忽然之间，他们现在能够明白这一切的经文。
A few hours earlier, he had opened the eyes of the disciples, so they recognized him.
几个小时前，他是打开了那两个门徒的眼睛，以至于他们能够认出他。
And now he opened their minds so they could understand the message of the Word of God.
那现在呢，他打开了他们的心窍，以至于他们能够明白神话语里的信息。
And notice in the next verse it says, he told them this.
注意到下面一句经文，他这样告诉他们的。
This is what is written.
照经上所写的。
The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day.
基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。
And that is the message in the Word of God.
那是神的话语里面的信息。
When we understand the Scriptures,
当我们明白圣经上的话的时候，
the first thing that turns that key that opens the understanding of the Scriptures is this.
那第一个让我们能够明白神经话语的这个钥匙就是这个。
That we recognize who Jesus is.
就是我们认得耶稣是谁。
That we recognize that Jesus is a Savior.
我们就 认得说耶稣是救主。
That Jesus is the one that died for our sins.
那耶稣是那位为我们的罪而死的。
And that he had to suffer for us.
他必须为我们受苦。
And that 3 days later he would rise again from the dead.
而三日之后他要从死里复活。
See, this is what the prophets had said.
这是这些以前先知所说的。
And this is what Jesus had said.
这也是耶稣自己说过的。
And so he opened their eyes and their minds, so now they could see Jesus not just as a person, a good teacher, but as a savior.
那现在打开了他们的眼睛，他们的心窍，所以他看到耶稣不只是一个好的老师，更是他们的救主。
You know, a person who is not a Christian,
你知道一个不是基督徒的人，
a person who is blind to the truth,
一个人还没有看见真理的，
to him the Bible doesn't make any sense.
对他来说，圣经没有意义。
They say, yeah, this is interesting history.
他会说啊，这个是很有意思的历史。
It is some very interesting literature value.
啊，有一些很有趣的文学价值。
And there's some wisdom in it.
里面也有一些智慧。
But it doesn't connect with them.
但是跟他们没有关联。
Now take a person who has become a Christian.
但是我们如果找一位基督徒的话
，All of a sudden he starts reading the Bible.
突然之间他就开始。读圣经
and he all of a sudden begins to understand what's in the Bible.
而且他开始就明白圣经里的话语。
I remember a young man who had found Christ.
我还记得有一个找到耶稣的年轻人。
He actually wasn't young. He was an older man, but his son had led him to Christ.
其实他没有那么年轻，他年纪大了，是他的儿子领他信主。
And he came and brought him to me after a Sunday morning service.
那他的儿子就有一天主日崇拜之后，带他父亲到我这里来。
He says, "Will you spend some time with my father?"
他说，你能不能花点时间跟我的父亲
？He's just a new Christian.
他是一个新的信徒。
And will you help him so he can grow?
你能不能帮助他来成长
？And I said, "I love to do it because that's what."What one of the things is I love to do more than anything else.
我说我一定要做，这是我比任何事情更愿意做的一件事。
So my first question to this gentleman was, "Do you have a Bible?"
所以我问他的第一个问题就是说，你有没有圣经
？He said, "No, but I have a New Testament."
他说没有，但是我有一本新约。
I said, "Wonderful."
我说好极了。
I said, "When you go home."I want you, before you see me again next week, I want you to start reading in the Gospel of John.
我说太好了，你回去，到我下一次再见你之前，你就回去读约翰福音。
And you start not in the first chapter, start in the third chapter.
不是从第一章，而是从第三章开始。
Because there is a wonderful story that you need to read.
因为里面有一个非常精彩的故事，你需要去读。
And of course, we know it's a story of Nicodemus, where Jesus said, "You must be born again."
当然，我们知道这是有关尼哥底母的那段叙事。耶稣对他说，你必须要重生。
So the man left and he says, "Yes, I'll do that."
这个先生就说，好，我会去做这，会回去做。
He came back the next week.
那他回来的一个星期以后，他回来了。
I said, "How did it go?"
我说读的怎么样
？And he immediately said, "I didn't do what you asked me to do."
他马上就说我没有按照你的吩咐去做。
And of course, I was disappointed.
那我当然是有些失望了。
I said, "You know, it's easy to promise something, but it's a harder thing to keep your promise."
因为很容易答应，但是要持守这个答应是非常困难的。
I said, "Did you read anything?"
我说你有没有读任何一些圣经
？He said yes.
他说是啊，我有。
But he said, "You know, I did not start with John. I started with Matthew."
但是我没有从约翰福音开始，我是从马太福音开始的。
I said the first chapter.
我说第一章吗
？He said yes.
他说是的。
And inwardly I groaned.
那么从内心深处我就。几乎要哭出来。
Because the first chapter is like a telephone directory.
因为马太福音第一章就好像一本这个电话黄页一样。
He says, "So and so had such and such a son, and he had such and such a son, and such and such a son."
就是这个人的儿子，这个人的儿子，这个人的儿子。
And I thought, oh, you know, he probably didn't get very far in that chapter.
所以我想他那一章可能没有读很远。
So I very carefully asked.What did you think about that?
所以我非常小心地问他，你觉得怎么样啊？
He was very excited.
但是他却非常的兴奋。
He said, "It showed me that God loves people. He even remembers their names."
他说，这你显示说他神真的是爱人，因为他记得他们所有的名字。
He said, "I wish I had my name written there."
他说，我希望我的名字在那个地方。
Well, that gave me encouragement. I said, "Oh, that's very good."
所以当时对我其实是很大的一个鼓励。我说，哎，这个不错哦。
I said, "Did you read some more?"
我说，你有没有读更多一点呢
？And he said, "Yes, I kept on reading."
他说，是的，我就继续的读下去。
How far did you read?
你读了多少？
He said, I read the whole book of Matthew.
他说我把整个马太福音都读了。
28 chapters?
28章吗
？In one week?
一个星期
？I said, that's a lot.
我说那是很大的阅读量。
But he said, I couldn't quit.
他说我停不下来。
It was so wonderful.
太美妙了。
And then I read the book of Mark.
所以我把马可福音也读了。
And then I read the book of Luke.
然后我把路加福音也读了。
Then I read the book of John.
然后我把约翰福音也读了。
And I read the book of Acts. What exciting book!
然后我又把使徒行传也读了。
He says,
好精彩的一篇。
Now I'm in Romans and I have some questions.
我现在读罗马书了，我现在有很多的问题。
You know, when a person becomes a Christian, the Bible.Takes on a totally new view for him because he has met the author of the book.
你知道，当一个人成为基督徒的时候，这个圣经对他来讲就是完全不一样的，完全新鲜的一件事情，因为他已经遇见了这位作者。
And the believer has the key, and the unbeliever does not have that key.
所以相信他的就有这把钥匙，
so、
不相信他的就没有。
That is the first.Key that opens to us the word of God.
So, 这个就是把神的话语解开的第一把钥匙。
And if we have a living relationship with Jesus Christ, then we can understand what He's saying because we have known Him.
当我们和这位主有一个活泼的关系的时候，我们就可以明白他所写的东西。
So Jesus says, "This is what is written: the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day."
所以耶稣就是这样对他们说：“基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。”
Now comes the second key.
现在开始看第二把钥匙。
And that is in the next verse.
那就是下面这句经文。
And it says, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦。
Jesus was telling the disciples that the proclamation of the death and resurrection of Christ needed to be proclaimed in the whole world.
耶稣是在对他的门徒说，基督的受死和复活是要在全世界里去传讲的。
And if we understand that truth,
如果我们相信这一句，明白这一句真理的话，
then we are using that second key to open up the word of God for us.
那我们就可以用这第二把钥匙打开神的话语。
Now there are many people that have used that first key.
那很多人用了第一把钥匙。
That they have said, we have recognized that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for my sin, and if I trust in him,and believe in him, he will give me eternal life and forgiveness of sin.
就是我们知道说，我们如果认识接受耶稣，让他成为我们的救主，那我们就能够有这个永生，我们的罪就能够得到赦免。
That's the first key.
那是第一把钥匙。
And as they read the scriptures, this is the truth that keeps on in their minds, and they understand it.
那么他们读整个这个圣经的时候，这第一把钥匙他们记得的，他们一直在用的。
But that is not the whole counsel of God.
但是这不是上帝整体的教导。
Because Jesus is saying here that this.Fact of the death and resurrection of Christ must be linked with the proclamation of it.
因为耶稣说，这一个神，基督的受死和复活，必须要和门徒们的宣讲连在一起的。
Let me ask you a question.
让我来问大家一个问题。
We are having a missions conference.
我们这里有一个宣道年会。
On what do you base the importance of missions from the Bible?
那么从圣经里，你认为哪你看到宣教的重要性？
From what verse in the Bible?
从哪句经文你看到宣教的重要性？
Someone might say, oh, Matthew 28.
那有些人说，也许是马太福音28章，大使命。
Any other verses?
其他的经文呢？
Mark 16:15.
Yeah, 或者是马可福音的十六章结尾处啊、Acts for chapter 1 for 1 verse 8
yeah, yes.
或者使徒行传一章八节
okay. Any others?
还有没有其他的？
See, now we start scratching our head.
那我们现在开始抓我们的头了。
BecauseThere aren't many verses, are there?
那好像没有很多的经文，是不是？
All right, good place to start.
好，这些是很好的开头。
When Jesus was walking with the disciples,
当耶稣和他的门徒们一起行走的时候，
and they said, weren't you here in Jerusalem when all of this happened? How could this happen?
他们不是说，哎，你还记得你难道不知道耶路撒冷发生的这些事情吗？
It says he began with Moses and all the prophets and explained to them what was said in the scriptures concerning himself.
这里就说耶稣于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指的自己的话都给他们讲解明白了。
And the same thing is repeated later on when he meets with the other disciples in verse 44.
那么同样的事情在他在耶稣又见到其他门徒的时候又发生了，这是在第44节。
He said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms.
耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
Where in the writings of Moses could Jesus have come up with the subject of missions?
那么在摩西在摩西五经里哪里有有写的有关宣教的话？
You know, when Jesus gave him the Bible study, I wished I could have been there and listened to it.
你知道，当耶稣给他们做带他们查经的时候，我真的希望我也在那里。
See, at that time, the New Testament wasn't written.
那个时候，新约还没有写成。
And everything I asked you about, where is the Great Commission repeated in the Scripture? You gave me New Testament.
因为我刚才问你的时候，你们给我的答案都是在新约里的。
But there was no New Testament.
但那时候还没有新约呢。
Only the words that Jesus had spoken to them.
只有耶稣跟他们说过的话。
On what basis is the Scriptures teaching us that missions is important?
那有什么样的圣经根据告诉我们说宣教是很重要的？
So Jesus gives them a good lesson.
所以耶稣给他们有一堂很好的课。
He starts with Moses.
他从摩西开始。
You know, when I first heard that, I said, you know, where would he begin with Moses?
你知道我第一次听到那时候，我就在想，那他从哪里开始讲摩西呢？
I think he began with the book of Genesis.
我想他是从创世纪开始的。
I think he began with the first chapter.
我想他是从创世纪第一章开始的。
What's the first chapter about?
创世纪第一章是讲什么的？
Creation.
讲创造的。
Everything that is in this world was created by God.
世上所有的一切是神创造的。
God made light and divided it from darkness.
神创造了光，而且和黑暗隔开。
God created the earth.
神创造了地球。
God created every living being on this earth.
神也创造了地球上所有的生物。
In other words, God is interested in everything he has made.
换句话说，神对他所有他所创造的东西，他都是很感兴趣的。
And when God saw what he had created, he said, this is good.
当神看到他所创造的，他说，这一切是好的。
There is nothing in this world, and no man, or no woman, or no child, God is not interested in.
这个世上没有任何一个男人、女人或孩子，他不是关心的。
Because he's the sovereign God.
因为他是这位掌权的神。
This is his world.
这是他的世界。
And he's interested in every single person.
所以对每一个人他都挂心的。
And yet we know what happened.
但是我们也知道后来发生了什么。
Man rebelled against God's authority.
就是人违背了神的权威。
And this is where sin started.
这也是罪开始，怎么开始的。
God gave man a simple little test.
神给了人一个很简单的测试。
To test them whether they are willing to obey him.
就测试他们愿不愿意去顺服他。
But man set God's commandment aside and said, I'll do what I want to do.
但是人把神的命令放到一边，说我要做我想做的事情。
And man sinned.
人从此就犯罪了。
Did the world get any better?
这个世界有没有变得更好呢？
Got worse.
其实是变得更糟糕了。
Got much worse.
更加糟糕了。
And finally we read that God saw that every imagination of the human heart was only evil continually.
I'm sorry.
That every imagination of the human heart was only evil continually.
因为人自己每个人自己的想象其实最根本就都是罪恶的。
And God was sorry he made man.
那神也是对此而后悔了，他很悔恨这件事情。
Man was destroyed by the flood.
因此人都被洪水淹掉。
One family was saved.
除了有这样一个家庭。
God said to them, be fruitful and multiply.
神对他们说，生养众多。
cover the whole earth.
遍满全地。
Man said, we're not going to do that.
人说我们不做这件事情。
We'll come up with a project that keeps us all close together.
我们来这样一个工程，让我们都聚集在一起。
So we're going to build a huge tower.
我们来建一个很巨大的高塔。
It requires all of us working together.
需要我们都在一起来工作。
And the tower will reach right up into heaven.
然后这个塔能够通天。
And we'll tell God we can do as much as he can.
我们就可以对神说，我们也能做到神做的事情。
The spirit of rebellion is in the heart of sin.
所以在一个有罪的心里面，就是这样一个对神的违背。
See, God said spread out.
其实神已经要让大家分散。
But they said, no, we're going to stick together. There is strength in unity.
但是他们说我们要聚拢在一起。
But you know, when God has a plan, nobody can resist God's plan.
但是你知道当神有一个计划的时候，没有人能够抵挡。
So what did God do?
所以神做了什么呢？
God invented languages.
神就发明了语言。
That great?
是不是很棒啊？
God didn't have to hit them.
神不用去击打他们。
He just made them speak different languages.
他就让他们开始说不同的语言。
Now when you have a different language from somebody else, you create a distance between yourselves.
当你和另外一个人说不同的语言的时候，中间就产生距离。
If you have traveled to a foreign country,
如果你曾经去过一个国外一个另外一个国家，
you don't, where you don't understand the language, you're not liable to go up to a person and become very friendly with them.
你不说当地的语言，你就很难上去跟当地人交朋友。
You build a barrier.
你中间是有一个阻碍的。
You move away.
你实际上就远离开。
See, God says scatter, and he said, I'll create language to help you scatter.
就神让人的意思本来是要分散，他说我要来创造语言，让你们能够分散。
Is that wonderful?
这是不是很妙的一件事呢？
But God had a bigger plan than that.
但实际上神有一个比这更大的计划。
Because God's plan was that somehow when people scattered all over, they still needed to hear something that could bring them salvation.
因为当人散聚到各处的时候，他们还是需要听到一个信息给他们带来救赎。
And God says the best way to help people get that message that I love them is by concentrating on one family.
神就说这个让所有这些人都听到这个信息，我的这个计划最好的第一步是从一个家族开始。
And he chose Abraham.
然后他就选择了。
Why did he choose Abraham?
亚伯拉罕。他为什么拣选了亚伯拉罕呢？
I don't know.
我不知道。
Nobody knows.
没有人知道。
But God chose him.
但是神拣选了他。
And from Abraham on down, there was that line of people that Godhad given the privilege of bringing forth the Messiah.
所以就通过亚伯拉罕开始，这一个家族，神通过这个家族最后就带来了弥赛亚。
Man continued in its way and so God's in his own way of sinfulness until God sent prophets.
但是人还是继续按着自己的罪性继续的这样的生活，于是神就兴起了这些先知。
And the prophets started to bring that message that God wanted them to have, that he is the king and no one else is.
那么神就通过这些先知就带出这个信息，神才是这位王，其他人都不是。
So God spoke through the prophets.
所以神通过这些先知来说话。
In fact, in the prophet Isaiah, we read this.
实际上在以赛亚书里面我们读到，
For the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
就像水会遍满整个海面，这个地上也要充满神的荣光。
And through Isaiah, he said, Turn to me and be saved, for I am God, and there's none else.
在以赛亚他也说转向我，因为我是神。
And again he said, before me every knee shall bow.
然后他也说，对着我所有的膝要下拜。
See, through the prophets, God declared his truth that salvation only rested in him.
所以通过先知，神就宣告说，救赎只有在神里。
The prophet Ezekiel.
这个像以西结先知。
You know, there is a phrase that occurs in Ezekiel many times.
有一句话在以西结书里反复出现。
And that phrase is, then they will know that I am the Lord.
所以他们就会知道我是神。
You know, that phrase, I've counted it, appears 65 times in that book alone.
我数过的，在那一卷书里，单单在那卷书里，这一句话就出现了65次。
God wanted all the people to know that He is the Lord.
神要所有人知道他是主。
Not just the Jewish people, but He wanted the Babylonians, the Assyrians, all these other people to know that too.
不只是犹太人要知道，这些巴比伦人，这些亚述人都需要知道。
And then you remember the prophet Jonah?
然后你们记得这位约拿先知吗？
And God wanted to send him to a city called Nineveh.
神是要差派他去尼尼微。
And Jonah hated the people of Nineveh.
但是约拿是很痛恨尼尼微人。
They were a very, very cruel people.
因为那是一群非常残暴的人。
What they did to other people was just horrible.
因为他们对其他民族人所做的事情是很恐怖的。
And Jonah said, if God sends me to them with the gospel message, it means even these bad people will be saved.
约拿就想了，如果神差我去给他们传福音，难道说这些坏人也要得救吗？
So Jonah says, Lord, you tell me to go east, I'm going to go west.
所以约拿说，神你让我往东走，我就要往西走。
But when God has a plan, you cannot disturb God's plan.
但如果神有一个计划，你是没有办法打乱的。
So Jonah, as you know, gets in that boat in a big storm, and he is thrown into the ocean.
所以约拿，我们知道他在这个船里被丢到海里去了。
And Jonah undergoes the first submarine ride in history.
所以他就是成为世界上第一个坐潜水艇的人。
He is in the belly of that big fish, but he stays alive.
所以他就在一个大鱼的肚子里面，不过他活下来了。
And when he's finally cast out, Jonah this time goes to Nineveh.
那么等他被吐出来之后，这一次约拿终于走向尼尼微了。
And he preaches to them about God.
然后他就对那里的人讲耶和华。
And the whole nation, starting with the king to the people, they repent.
所以整个民族，整个国家，从王开始，他们就悔改。
And God's judgment is avoided.
而神的审判在那一刻就被避免了。
See, Jonah was...left with the impression that the gospel is for the Jews only.
你知道约拿当时有一个观念，他就以为说这个福音只是给犹太人的。
The good news is only for us Jews.
这个好消息只是给我们犹太人的。
And God says, yes, it's for you, but it's for everybody.
神说是的，是为你们，但实际上是为所有的人。
You go through the book of Psalms.
然后我们一起再看诗篇。
And in the Psalms, again and again, we read that the glory of God should be brought and proclaimed in the whole world.
那么在诗篇里，我们也一次又一次看到神的荣耀是要向全世界来传讲的。
We're exhorted to declare His name among all nations.
要在万国中宣讲他的名。
And his marvelous deeds to all people.
也传讲他奇妙的作为。
So what Jesus was doing, he was preparing a statement through the prophets, through Moses and the Psalms, That God's plan is for the whole world because He loves them all.
所以他耶稣是在预备这样一个信息，从摩西到先知到诗篇，就是看到神的荣耀，神的作为要宣讲给全世界。
And so when Jesus was opening up the scriptures,
所以当耶稣打开这本圣经的时候
，all of a sudden the disciples began to see something.
所以突然之间，这些门徒就开始看见一些东西。
They were beginning to look at the Bible in a totally new way.
所以他们开始用一个完全不一样的眼光来读圣经了。
God's plan is for the whole world to hear the good news.
神的计划是让整个世界、全世界听见好消息。
Not just a few people.
不是少数人。
Not just to make sure we had the good news.
不是只说我们有好的消息。
But everybody had it.
而是所有人都要有。
See.The Great Commission is built like a pyramid.
所以你看这个大使命就好像建这个金字塔一样。
On a very broad basis of all the writing of the Word of God from beginning to end.
在这个最基本的这一层是所有从一开始就讲各个地方都讲要给所有的人的这个福音。
And on this foundation of the pyramid, we come up with a Great Commission.
然后在这个基础上，我们最后是构建出这个大使命。
See, most people have a form of an inverted pyramid.
但是大部分人有一个倒过来的金字塔。
They have one that goes like this.
Yeah, 像这样的。
They have just a few verses of scripture here from the New Testament and say that's the basis of the Great Commission.
他们只有少部分几句经文。来说啊，这个要来讲宣教。
And so Jesus tells them, "No, that is God's plan, and it's like a red river that runs through the whole Scripture."
耶稣对他们说，不是，神的计划其实是在整部圣经里面都贯穿着。
So what is the Great Commission then?
那么真正这个大使命是什么呢
？It's the proclamation of the good news.
是对好消息的宣讲。
To unconverted people everywhere in the whole world.
对世界上所有还没有信他的人。
To make them obedient disciples.
让他们成为顺服的门徒。
And to establish churches among all nations.
而在万国中建立他的教会。
And the gospel, of course, is proclaiming the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
而福音当然就是宣讲主耶稣基督的受死和复活
，and that is the only basis by which we can obtain salvation.
那是唯一我们能够得到救恩的一个基础。
And he says here, "It Jesus had to die; the Son of Man had to suffer."
这里特别说到基督，他必受害。
And then he links this, and the gospel, the proclamation of this good news, has to be preached in all the world.
连着说，并且这个他的这个宣讲一定是要传到万邦。
And as we look at the Great Commission, we see this broad foundation in all of Scripture.
所以我们来看这个大使命的时候，就看到。他在整部圣经里面有一个很广的基础。
And from a human perspective, it says every nation, every kindred, every tribe, every people must be reached.
所以从人的层面来讲，就所有的国家、所有的民族、所有的家庭都要听到福音。
And the personal responsibility is.That every single believer must be involved in that.
那么对我们来讲，每一个基督徒都需要参与其中。
So let me summarize.
那现在就让我来做一个总结。
The scripture only is understood when we recognize who Jesus is.
就是这本圣经，只有当我们认得这位主耶稣基督的时候，我们才能够明白。
And when we come into a personal relationship with Jesus,
当我们和耶稣有一个个人的关系的时候
，only then does God open our eyes and our minds so we can understand and see Jesus in the Scriptures.
那个时候，我们神才会打开我们的眼，打开我们的心，让我们看到耶稣是谁。
But that's not enough.
但是光光这个是不够的。
We need that second key.
我们需要这第二把钥匙。
And the second key says, God's plan is that the whole world will also hear the proclamation of that good news.
这第二把钥匙就是所有世上的万国万民都要听到这好消息。
And this is, I think, where we need to make an application of that truth.
那这就是我们要特别来应用的地方。
Because too many times we have left the mission, the great commission, the missionary command to just a few people.
因为我们太多时候就把这样一个传宣教的这个负担留给少数几个人。
We have hidden ourselves behind the excuse, well, God has never called me.
我们就躲在一些理由后面，好像说神从来没有呼召我。
I did not hear any voice telling me.
我没有听到任何声音来呼召我。
Besides that, I am not very good in languages.
而且我语言上也没有什么天分。
Besides, I've got to take care of my family.
而且我还要照顾我的家庭。
And I'm not really very spiritual.
而且我也不特别属灵。
And we can make lots of excuses.
我们会。举出很多的理由。
See, God doesn't even think in terms like that.
但神从来没有这样子想过。
God always thinks in terms of this is what my will is.
神从来永远都是说这就是我的心意。
And no one is excluded from obeying and fulfilling God's will.
而没有人是被排除在遵从完成神的心愿之外的。
Jesus said there are going to be terrible times in the end times.
耶稣也说在末世的时候会有一些可怕的时刻。
There will be earthquakes.
会有地震。
There will be floods. There will be fires. There will be all sorts of disasters.
会有洪水，会有火灾，会有各样各样的灾害。
People will be persecuted because they believe in him.
那些相信他的人也要被逼迫。
People will betray each other.
人彼此之间要背叛。
But he says, but the gospel of the kingdom of God will be preached in all nations, and then the end will come.
他说，但是神国的信息要传到万国，那末期最后才到来。
We need to take the Great Commission personally.
我们必须每个人从心里去接受这大使命。
Dr. Hillis, the founder of our mission.
那么我们这个宣教机构的创建人 Dr. Hillis.
He once made this statement.
他有一次说过这样一句话。
He said, every heart.
他说每一个人每一颗心呢。
Without Christ.
如果没有基督的话。
Is a mission field.
就是一个宣教的工厂。每一个没有基督的心就是一个宣教的工厂。
But then he added another word.
然后他又加了一句。
Every heart with Christ.
每一颗有基督的心
is a missionary.
是一个宣教士。
If Christ has come into your life.
如果基督已经来到了你的生命当中。
And he has declared his will that the whole world should know.
而且他也讲得很清楚，整个全世界都要知道他。
The question should never be, should I go or should I not go?
那我们的问题就永远不应该是我该不该去，我该不该到哪里去。
Should I or should I not obey his command?
是我该不该去遵从他的命令。
The prayer should always be, Lord, what do you want me to do?
我们的祷告永远应该是，主啊，你要我做什么？
Remember when the Apostle Paul met Christ on the road to Damascus?
记得保罗那时候叫扫罗在去大马士革的路上吗？他遇见了耶稣基督。
When Christ appeared to him, he had two questions.
当时他问耶稣基督就两个问题。
The first question was, "Who are you, Lord?"
他第一个问题是主啊，你是谁？
God wanted to make sure that Saul came into a living relationship with him. And he said, I am Jesus.
那 主就确要确定这个扫罗要跟他建立一个关系，他就告诉他，我是那活着的耶稣。
There had to be a living relationship.
所以他们一定要有一个活的关系。
And then the second question that Saul asked.
那么扫罗问的第二个问题是
，What do you want me to do?
你要我做什么
？And that's when God gave him that great commission.
那当时神给他了一个大使命。
I want you to be a light to the Gentiles.
我要你成为外邦人中的光。
I want you to share that good news with people who have not heard.
我要你把好消息传给那些没有听到过的人。
And our question should be similar.
那我们的问题应该是相似的。
Is Christ really our Lord?
基督是我们的主吗？
Does he have a will for my life?
他对于我的生命有一个心意吗？
Then it's my responsibility to find out what exactly he wants me to do.
那就是我的责任去找到他到底要我做什么。
It's certainly, and I can say that it's not God's will that everyone who's sitting right here should go home, pack their suitcase, and buy an airplane ticket and go somewhere.
那我相信不是神的心意，一定不是说让我们在座的每一个都要回家打收拾行李去坐飞机去某处。
But there could be some.
但是有些人可能是有这样的护照。
But I think each one of us has to say, Are there people that do not know Jesus Christ, whom I know?
但是我们每一个人都应该去问这样问题，有没有一些我们认识人当中还不认识耶稣的？
And that I start to get interested in those people to share the good news with them.
所以我就开始特别留意要给这些人来传福音。
Because the gospel and the proclamation of it is not limited to certain nationalities or races. It's for all.
因为神的福音，神的好消息，不是局限于某些民族、某些人的，而是为所有人的。
And when that truth comes into our minds,
而当
our hearts,
而当这个真理进入了我们的头，特别是进入了我们的心的时候
，it will enable us to become instruments in the hands of God.
那我们就会成为神手中的器皿。
He opened their minds so they could understand.The scriptures.
他开了他们的心窍，所以他们能够明白这圣经。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we asked in the beginning that you would open our minds.
主啊，在一开始我们就求你来打开我们的心。
Open them to understand the word of God.
去真正的明白神的话语。
Lord, I know that we can technically understand what is written, but yet our hearts might be hesitant of accepting what you want them to do.
主啊，我们有时候在技术层面，在头脑上也许知道圣经你讲的话，但是我们心里常常犹豫着去全然的去接受。
But I'm praying that tonight.
但是我现在今晚特别要来祷告。
You will create in us hearts that are open to be obedient to you.
就是你要来在我们中间打开我们的心，让我们能够完全的来顺服你。
Because we want to be your servants.
因为我们愿意成为你的仆人。
That we will not set conditions, but we will obey yours.
我们不要来设各种各样的条件，而是真正的来。顺服你。
And Lord, I pray for the church here in Cupertino.
主也为 Cupertino 我们这里这个教会。
And I pray that your hand of blessing will rest upon your people in this place.
就是你那祝福的手要按在这个地方的会众上。
That you will not only bless them, but also cause them to be a blessing.
而且你不只是祝福他们，而且让他们也成为他人的祝福。
We think of the city of Cupertino with so many Chinese that do not know you.
我们想到 Cupertino 这个地方有多少的华人还不认识你。
Lord, what do you want us to do to reach out to them?
主，你要我们做什么来找到他们
？And Lord, we ask again that you will give us wisdom.But more than that, a heart of compassion that reaches out.
所以神，我们求你给我们智慧，而且更特别的，要给我们一颗热切的心。 hear our prayer. 听我们, 垂听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.